Hi, this is Darren.
Hi, Darren. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance. It looks like we're having trouble processing the invoice for 5904. And I didn't know if something's going on with the car.
I talked to someone a couple weeks ago, and I suspended everything.
Oh, you know, they must have misunderstood you, because we can't suspend an account with a past due balance. So we have to get that.
It wasn't past due at that time. I mean, I actually never had any, I never had anything going with you guys.
So,
The only thing I had going with you guys was the Google guarantee. It was a one-time fee, and with that, Chris gave me 12 leads. That was, I think, 2 years ago. No leads ever came in, so after that, I just the communication everything. So all I wanted was the Google guarantee. So I don't know how anything.
That's what the past due balance is for, just to let you know. It was for 6 leads at $10.84 each, and then they put on a $6 service credit. So the total is $59.04. But all you have with us is Google guaranteed, but there still is an outstanding balance. You spoke with Arlie on March 19th, and I believe that might be the call that you thought it went into suspension, but he put, talked to client about performance. I informed him we tried to make the payment for the invoice. He mentioned he's not getting any Google guaranteed calls. I reviewed 2 of the calls in the dashboard, and he remembered them. So I think maybe you thought during that conversation that he paused the account or did like a hold, but the system is still
kind of... Yeah, she offered to suspend it and do a follow-up in 2 months.
Okay.
In our exact conversation. So, and on those leads... Well, anyway, just tell me what my balance... I don't want no leads. I don't need no lead generator. I never did. I spoke that... If you could go back from day one, 2 years ago, I was very clear on not wanting any leads. When I first did the Google guarantee, I believe his name was Chris, they gave me 12. They said, you have 12. I don't know if it was a promotion or they were trying to. And he goes, man, these 12 are going to go so quick. Watch, after these 12 go, then here's the price. And then those 12, I never got one call.
You might have us confused with another lead service, like maybe Angie's or Thumbtack or something like that. And here's why. Number one, we don't have a Chris. We don't have a Chris that makes outgoing calls. The manager of the revenue department, his name is Chris, but he doesn't make outgoing calls. So I don't show in the notes that you ever spoke with him. It says that when you signed up, you spoke with Jesse Corcoran. And
Jesse, you're right. I apologize.
Yeah, it was Jesse.
Right.
Yeah. And then Jesse doesn't have the capability to give out free leads. I mean, all it is that when we send Google your activation budget, then they take the leads out of that activation budget. So you've only been with us for a year, by the way. You haven't been with us for 2 years, but that activation budget was charged a year ago, almost a year and a half. It was on 11/20/2023. And then this invoice,
how much was that for?
That was for $245.
Okay.
So yeah. So then,
that was for what?
That was for the activation budget for the leads to start processing the leads. So it's showing here. If I just look at your local service ad account, that your actual lead cost would be $18.67 each. They want always 13 leads in order to activate the budget. So that's how that $245 is calculated. So, yeah, that happened shortly after you signed up. You paid the application fee on the 2nd of that month, and then you paid the activation budget on the 20th of that month. So your approval, you got your approval pretty quickly to pass the background check and all that. But there are calls stored on the dashboard of the leads that you did receive. So it's showing phone number that came in, 949-400-6128, that came in on February 22nd at 10:13 a.m. Then there was an 818-731-5641, that was on January 29th at 1:06 p.m. And then prior to that, it was back in October of 2024, 760-420-3514, it says you weren't charged for that one. So I don't know if perhaps that was, you know, not someone looking for work, but it says you weren't charged for that one. You weren't charged for the one prior, which was 323-639-8786. There's a report on the dashboard where you can actually go in and listen to the calls. You can listen to the calls. You can remind yourself, you know, what they wanted. But if you wanted to, you could pay the past due balance and keep it suspended where they don't turn the leads back on, where you would have to call us to turn them back on. But I would recommend, you know, especially since your lead fee is so, you know, minimal, perhaps, you know, pay the balance, go on the dashboard, listen to some of the calls, verify that you've gotten work out of it, and then you can always call us and say, hey, can you turn the leads back on? And we can put a cap on it. So you could say, hey, I want them turned back on, but I only want X amount of leads. You know what I mean? So that way you don't get an unexpected bill at the end of the month.
Okay. Now, but at the beginning of our call, you said that we can't suspend it. Now you're offering to suspend it.
Well, I was saying once the balance is paid, we can do the suspension. So, and you can pause it.
Oh, you can't suspend it with a...
Yeah, it's just the past due balance. But it's only, you know, the...
What's the balance? What's the past due balance?
$59.04.
Okay. Can I take care of that with you over the phone?
Sure. Yeah, I have your billing in front of me, Darren. So my only question would be, is it still the Butler way for the billing address on the new card?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so that makes it easy. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Now, we're going to pay the balance and
keep it paused, now, right?
Well, let me see. How would you say my lead cost is?
$17 and some change. Let me go back to see what it said here.
I mean,
17.
Yeah.
Oh, 18. I'm sorry. 1867 is your actual lead cost.
Yeah, you know, and the only reason I don't like it is because, for example, I think the last four, and like the lady that called me a couple weeks ago and she played them for me, those were like, those kind of leads I don't even want. It's like, and I think I'd say about 8 out of 10 people that called me, two of them were shopping me, and the rest were like, I don't know if you, with your AI or whatever, if you guys could adjust Ariel, because I'm kind of in the higher end bracket, you know.
Okay.
I don't service, like right now, and I'm just having a conversation with you for possibly the future or possibly now, but I'm already booked for like a month and a half, and I've been booked through the winter. So, I mean, for the last couple of years, I really, you know, it's paying off now, you know, and to be honest with you, I'd say 80% of it's paying off.
That's why I want you to go on the dashboard once this settles and listen to the calls that you were charged for, because it's showing me here that you were not charged for, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 leads out of the 13 you weren't charged for. So that department is doing a very good job monitoring it for you and making sure that you're not paying for something if it's not, you know, an actual client. But what we can do is if you want them turned back on, I don't know if you would right now because you're already booked out, but if you did, we can tell them to modify the ad and focus on wording that would attract the luxury high-end clients. You know, people that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people that are out there price shopping. So we can absolutely, you know, make that revision if you wanted to turn them back on, you know, right away. But if not, you know, just pay the
$59. Is there a fee for that revision?
No, that's free of charge. It's included in the package. They would just modify the way that they're running the ads and maybe even the territories that they're running the ads for you. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people say, okay, I'm in Upland and I want a 20-mile radius or I want a 50-mile radius. Well, that's great, but within those radiuses, you're getting places that are undesirable to you, you know?
Yeah.
So there's
other clients.
That say, hey, I want my ad specifically run, and they give us, you know, 3 to 5 to 7 zip codes, and they say, this is the only places I want the ads to run, and I recommend that you do that because then you're stretching out your budget for the actual areas that you're wanting to attract work from rather than, you know, because like I say, some people set it in a radius, but then it's not the best way to do it because you're getting those undesirable and the high end, you know? So it's better to just focus on the high end.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do that then.
Let's do that. And then I'll get the payment up to speed first, and then I'll take some notes to send to that department over which areas you would like those leads coming in. But then I'm also going to send you a fresh login to your dashboard so that you can go through and listen to those calls, you know, and make sure that they were client calls and that you did pan out work out of it. So, but let's see here. Is the new card also a Visa, Darren, or is it a MasterCard or Discover or Amex?
Yeah, it's a Visa. It's under Visa. Mine and my company's name.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the other one that we had, it ends in 7262, and it says it was a CVV error, which means that card could be good, but perhaps there's a new expiration. But if the bank sent you a new one and it's a whole new number, I can update it. If it's still that number, I'll just update the expiration.
Well, I want to change it. I want to put it on my business card. That 7242, whatever, that was my personal. So,
Makes sense.
Since I have
Yeah, I get it. Okay, so we'll do that's better for invoicing and tax purposes and whatnot too, to have it on the business, so I get it. So, you said this one has your name and the business name, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
4259.
Okay.
0720.
Mm-hmm.
5900. 8994.
And expiration?
1128.
And the code?
825.
Okay. So I'll get the authorization for the $59, and then I want to go back and take some notes so that they know what they're modifying the ad to and where they would run. So what are, you know, maybe up to 7 different areas that you want to maybe focus on for running them? You don't have to do 7, but I recommend doing no more than that just so that your budget stretches out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'll do if I could have a couple hours, and once I get it, where do I call you back, or what's the best?
You know what I'll do? I'll send a message to the Google Guaranteed Department to follow up with you later today. And then that way they can talk to you about the areas where you're wanting the ads run and whatnot, because they're the experts. And then let me send you a fresh login to the dashboard. Have you been on your dashboard at all?
Not in months.
Okay. So there's still your username is your 10-digit phone number. There's no spaces or dashes. The password is SEMProfit. It's all lowercase, all one word. You don't have to remember that now because I just sent it to you in an email, which will also generate a text message with those credentials. Once you log in, it will show you different sections. It'll say total results, local leads, listings, Google profile actions. So click on the area where it says local leads, and then that's where you'll see that the most recent Google Guaranteed lead was on February 24th. And next to that lead, if you hover over it, you'll see it was a 2-minute, 40-second call, and there's a play button, so you can hit play and listen to it. And then, again, you can go through this list. Don't worry about the ones that, you know, you were not charged for because, you know, those wouldn't have come out of the budget. Only look at the ones that you were actually charged for, and you can listen to those calls. And, you know, you might go, wow, this was really cool. I got some pretty good work out of this, you know. And then in the meantime, I'll have that department follow up with you in a couple of hours. And then you can kind of nail down the areas that you're going to target the leads, okay?
Okay, from now, while I have you on the phone, can you suspend it?
Yes, I'm going to send them a message right now that you paid the past due balance, but leave it in suspension until they talk to you. So when they talk to you later, if you say, hey, these are some high-end areas, can you please run the ads and turn them back on, they'll turn them back on for you when they reach out. But in the meantime, I'll make sure that they don't restart it for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that way you have.
And what was
time.
Your first name again?
Oh, my name is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So if you ever need me, you just call the local Splash toll-free number, and you plug in that 777, and it'll ring directly to my desk.
Awesome. Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome. It was nice talking to you. And then, like I said, Google Guaranteed Department will reach out in a couple of hours, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day.